shipwrecked and prisoner. Dear brethren, the Lord be with you. When Saint Paul came to Malta, he came deprived of everything. If he had anything, he surely must have lost it during the shipwreck. However, during his address to the Pope in front of St. Paul's Grotto in Rabat, the Archbishop felt the need to mention another condition of Paul, the fact that he was a prisoner, supposedly deprived even of free movement. In fact, the Grotto of St. Paul at Rabat served as a prison outside the city walls, as it was the custom for the Romans to have prisoners. It was there that St. Paul spent the 3 months while staying in Malta until he could continue his journey to Rome. The Grotto of St. Paul has ever since been a place of pilgrimages. Today, it has become again more popular with people coming from all over the world. In our days, we have seen even popes coming to this place. It is a living witness of the poverty and weakness of him whom God has used as his chosen instrument to change the history of our country and people. The Archbishop wanted to stress the point that the situation of St. Paul could not have been worse. St. Paul was conscious of having been called by God to be an apostle. He was conscious of the great treasure entrusted to him in order to bring it to the ends of the earth. However, he was just as much conscious of his weakness, as you have read before this teaching from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 to 13. He used to think of himself as an earthen vessel. If we read the lives of saints, we shall be impressed by their material, intellectual, or spiritual poverty, and yet they have manifested such a lofty holiness and accomplished such an extended mission. Nobody goes to buy a jewel or diamond and gets it trapped in a paper bag from where it can easily drop and be broken. If we were God, who of us would have ever thought of using someone like Paul or any of the other saints? Yet the logic of God is diametrically opposite. He enjoys manifesting his divinity precisely by doing the things he alone can do and we can never conceive of doing. Whilst we use capable, gifted, and strong people to carry out our plans, God uses weak and poor people, earthen vessels. The reason behind this logic is because God is a jealous God. He wants to make sure that when you look at Paul's accomplishments and you see his poverty and weaknesses, you get to realize the hand of God operating through him. You get touched with awe at the strength and powerfulness of the word of God that he proclaimed. What spread out from the darkness and coldness of this grotto was the word of God. This is the point that our Archbishop wanted to remind us of in front of the Pope. What was announced from the mouth of this shipwrecked and then chained, ugly, cross-eyed, and tattering dark men, as they describe St. Paul, was the word of God. It was the word of God that was sown in the hearts of the Maltese people and continued to pass from one generation to another all through these 20 centuries. Not only that, why did the Pope meet the Maltese missionaries here at the Grotto of St. Paul? It is because all through these centuries, unfortunately only till recently, Malta had been the third Catholic country that has had the greatest percentage of missionaries around the globe to spread the word of God, behind Holland and Ireland. Now this word is being entrusted to us, earthen vessels, to pass it on to the generations that will be following us, to all the Maltese and even to other peoples abroad, as we think even of the English-speaking African countries. I think so much and pray so much of the 1 million tourists we have every year here in Malta. I like to think and pray for the 2,500 refugees, many of them Muslims, that are in Malta and keep coming. I have in my heart, and I have had in my heart for so long a time, and I pray a lot of the 80,000 foreign students coming to learn English every year, many of them being hosted by 20,000 Maltese families. Think of the 1,000 circa of Maltese working in the European Center of Brussels. So I'm sharing this with you because it is in my heart, and I am waiting until the Lord give us the light and the impulse and the resources that we need so that we can share the word of God with all these people. Most of them are lost. Most of them have never had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Most of them must have never met the word of God, must have never received the word of God. Yes, we are earthen vessels, but in the same way that God used St. Paul to evangelize us, God today wants to use us, earthen vessels, to evangelize so many people just from our islands. Let us pray. Let us wait until the Holy Spirit fills us and compels us to move forward so that we may reach these people with the word of God. Praised be the Lord Jesus Christ.